Chapter 4, Part A, The Unexpected President. Great dreams of great dreamers are always transcended. APJ Abdul Kalam. On 25th July 2002, the installation of the 11th President of India took place in the Central Hall of Parliament. It was Abdul Kalam who took the oath of office. How did a man who had left the government to pursue his passionate dreams end up in the highest office in the land? The answer lies both in the dynamics of the political environment of India as well as in the personality of Kalam itself. Since the fall of the Congress Party in the 1996 elections, coalition governments had governed India. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, comprising the Bharatiya Janata Party and a number of other national and regional outfits, was in power under the primaryship of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Though the NDA controlled the center and governments in a number of states, the non-NDA parties controlled most of them, with the Congress Party in the saddle in key regions. The members of parliament and the members of all state assemblies elect the President of India. The margin between the NDA and the opposition in the electoral college was very narrow. Therefore, it was necessary to swing the Congress behind a suitable candidate. The candidature of the Maharashtra Governor R.C. Alexander, a former aide to Prime Minister Indira Gandhi and Rajiv Gandhi, was proposed by the NDA. It met unexpected resistance from the Telugu Desam, a key supporter of the government. It wanted Vice President Krishnakant elevated to the presidency. The Congress also opposed Alexander. The Congress and the left parties were at the same time trying to pursue President K.R. Narayanan to stand for a second term. He, however, made it clear that he was averse to a contest and would agree to stand only as a consensus candidate. The NDA withdrew Alexander's name from contention, and Vajpayee announced on 10th June 2002 that Abdul Kalam would be their candidate. The suggestion had been made by Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee, and it was sized upon on as a way out of the morass. The Congress Samajwadi Party and others who would have otherwise opposed the NDA immediately fell in line. A reason given for their support of Kalam was that at one level they did not wish to be seen as opposing a Muslim candidate, but more than that, Kalam was a known quantity to them and much respected for his abilities and personality.